From Washington, this is VOA News. Aides to former Yemeni president Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi say he has left the capital. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The president is heading for his hometown of Aden in southern Yemen after being released following weeks of house arrest. Mr. Hadi was detained last month along with his ministers when Shiite Houthi rebels toppled Yemen's government. Meantime, a UN special envoy says Yemen's political parties are close to signing a deal to prevent the country from sliding into civil war. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In a statement Friday, the United Nations special envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, who is brokering talks between rival parties, said a breakthrough agreement would see a transitional council replace the upper house of lawmakers. The existing lower house, dominated by lawmakers supportive of the Houthis, would remain in place. The September Houthi takeover of the capital, a Shia militia from the north, pitted them against Yemen's Sunni tribes and other groups from the south. The Houthis' advance into the capital was helped by tacit support from the former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The United States accuses Saleh of supporting the Houthis to create the conditions for a coup. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
New U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter is in Afghanistan today. He is there conferring with Afghan leaders about the future of American military presences in Afghanistan, as well as talking about the fight against extremist militants in Iraq.
I think what's important is that the campaign to retake Mosul succeed, and we're committed to that success and not to a particular timetable. That makes sense.
Carter there on an unannounced previously visit. This is VOA News. After 3 weeks of talks, Eurozone finance ministers have agreed to extend financial aid to Athens by 4 months, lifting for now the threat that Greece would run out of money within weeks. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis is saying that it's the first step on a long journey.
We have found partners amongst those who, up until very recently, looked at us with suspicion. There are some partners still that are looking at us with suspicion. This is our challenge to win over their trust.
Greece was hard hit by the 2008 global financial crisis and needed a $270 billion bailout from the European Central Bank and International Monetary Fund to avoid total economic collapse. But the deal demanded Greece make drastic economic reforms, including deep cuts in public spending, which many Greeks say created unreasonable hardships. Greece's new leftist prime minister campaigned on the promise to fix what he believes was a bad deal agreed to by the previous conservative government. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accuses the Kremlin of direct involvement in sniper deaths of anti-Russia protesters last year in Kiev's Maidan Square. He made the charge on the first anniversary of the killings. The Russian Foreign Ministry called the accusation madness. Meantime, the separatists and the Ukrainian government accuse each other of ceasefire violations, including this weekend's rebel takeover of the important rail town of Debaltseve. The United Nations war crimes investigators are considering publishing names of suspects involved in Syria's four-year war and pushing for new ways to bring them to justice. An independent commission of inquiry led by Brazilian investigator Paulo Pinheiro.
The horrific things are not only being perpetrated by the two terrorist groups, as the Security Council has defined, so-called ISIS and Jabal Nusra, but it's very important not to forget the human rights violations, the war crimes, like crimes against humanity committed by government forces and by other non-state armed groups that continue to be present in the conflict.
The inquiry has repeatedly called for Syria to be referred to the International Criminal Court, but so far that avenue has been blocked by divisions on the UN Security Council. So now it says an international ad hoc tribunal should be urgently considered instead. Police in Britain, meantime, are looking for information about three teenage schoolgirls believed to be traveling to Syria to join IS militants. The girls, ages 15 to 16, attended the same school in East London, and police believe they may be following the example of another teenage girl from their school who left for Syria in December. The head of London's police counterterrorism command said their force is concerned there's a growing trend of girls showing an interest in joining the Islamic State militant group. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.